This is a Tri-Cities hometown story on News Radio 610 KONA. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Welcome back for the continuation of Dave Zabel's Tri-Cities hometown story.
How would a council come to you to learn about different things and stuff that you see because of your position and you're involved in trade meetings and stuff for other city managers? You know, everybody on the council has a regular day job and none of them is as a city manager or administrator. So infrastructure things, advancements in things that make cities operate more efficiently, or even in planning changes, how do they feel, or how do you share those ideas back and forth because you have that knowledge or you come from that background?
It's a priority that all the council has the same information.
Mm-hmm.
And to give them all the same information, the easiest way to do it is at the same time, so that everybody can ask questions and get clarifications, things like that. That has to happen in a public meeting. So most of those conversations you're talking about happen in a public meeting.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing to think about, too, is what's helping council is there's various boards and commissions that they appoint and approve. Parks Board, for instance, advises them on parks development issues. Planning Commission does a lot of work on the comp plan and zoning and land use policies and so forth before it gets to the council. Council kind of gives some early on some overview and some general direction as to their thoughts on the matter. But Planning Commission, as you most likely are pretty familiar with, there's a lot of analysis and a lot of thinking that goes on at that level through that board and commission. And then we have Arts and Culture now, and Inclusion, Diversity, and Equity Commission. And so there's a lot of inputs into council that I think are helpful in them understanding the ins and outs of not only what's happening in the community, but the ramifications of one policy over another.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the technical pieces, too. So on most of our major utilities, our infrastructure, we have comprehensive plans that we work through, and they, granted, they are a technical analysis. They're engineering, you know, how much water pressure is going to be here is a matter of where the tank is and what the elevation of that tank is and what the elevation of the property is. Those things, you know, are very, the comprehensive plans for our utilities are very complex. We hire consultants to do that, to develop those, and then work with staff, and then we're able to take those to council, and then council's able to see the work and analysis that goes into them. Are they going to understand it? No, they're not engineers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I understand most of it, and I've been around it my whole career, but I don't understand it as much as some of our engineers understand it when it comes to processes and
sure,
things like that. So, you know, council shouldn't be expected to understand exactly how the sewer treatment plant works to clean water. You know, so I think that's a little bit of a, I just think in America, or maybe in any country, you know, we all have to understand they're there to make the best decisions they can, representing the public with the best information they have available to them. And they're not, if they got down into the technical weeds on every decision, they'd be making very few decisions.
We'll be back with Dave Zabel right after these messages.